And you're back with WGXC, the afternoon show, and I'm Anne Forbes Cooper.
This is Richard Roth.
And we are going to talk about the Hudson Children's Book Festival, which is on this Saturday, May 7th, Disney. And there will be lots of food and other treats available. So our next guest is Richard. Over to you.
We're here with Barbara Lehman, who has published several books. She is noteworthy for writing books without words.
And she is appearing at the Hudson's Children's Book Festival.
Appearing at the Hudson Children's Book Festival for the third time, Barbara?
Yeah, for the third time.
So tell us a little about the
teenagers.
And this is your third year. How has it evolved in the 3 years that you've been involved?
Honestly, it has gotten bigger in terms of attendance. The first year was just over 3,000. Now last year was 5,000. But it started with a bang. So it's not as if it started small and has grown. It started huge.
Oh, wow. And so how
amazing.
There's just so much going on, isn't it? And as you, not just for children.
Right. There's the kind of things you'd expect, art activities and storytelling for young kids, which you'd absolutely expect at a children's book festival. But what they also have are things like graphic novel workshops, nonfiction writing, humor writing, all sorts of things for the older teenagers.
So you're giving them a project, a task, and how does that work?
I show my books, which are wordless but have sort of a bit of a comic or graphic novel format, and talk a little bit about making comics, and I show how I made a lot of comics when I was a kid, which helped me become an illustrator and bookmaker as an adult. And so what I have for the kids are just panels where they can draw comics. I have...
They read you. We can't quite convey that. But what age is this book for then?
The age group is about 4 to 8. So then that's an average. So sometimes older kids also like picture books. I hear from people that tell me that they have very small kids that like my books. And I always... I'd pay money to know what was going in those little kids' heads when they look at these wordless books and figure out the stories. Well, there's something fairly innate about creating a narrative from visual cues that even a very small child can and will do.
And so, Barbara, how many books have you actually published now?
Okay, 5 as an author-illustrator of wordless books, and that's... So we take some explanation that I do wordless books. I do write the titles and, people getting them for kids.
So children's books remain perennially popular then?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it's a little... A picture book isn't going to translate as easily to, an e-reader. And it's... It's something that people do still like to have in book form. Hopefully that will continue. And I get a sort of a kernel of an idea, and I start working, how could it be told visually? How could I work it out from scene to scene, and what would happen? I work on big storyboards where I can really see the entire book at once. That helps me work on the pacing of the book. And then from that, then I go into a stage where took me more than 2 years, and it had just a lot of research, and it's not just more complicated than the things I've done before, but just a longer book. So,
and also for a slightly older age group?
A bit older age group. I guess it would depend on the kid. Yeah, very complicated maps and things like that. They seem to see much more in each picture. And I think adults are picking out certain things, so they might miss something. And then they might have to turn back to make sense of the book. But kids usually go right through it and come out with a plausible narrative. I mean, wordless books... kind of complicated. I mean, the books are kind of conceptual, a little bit trippy, and they're
trippy.
They're right there with it. So it's great.
So another question about the Hudson Book Fair. What do you get out of it as an author?
For an author, we tend to be somewhat isolated, and so
it's one of the few parks that you get.
It's like a book theme park.
Now, do agents go to this as well?
I would think that if ones lived around, they would probably go.
But so it's mainly aimed at kids. It's not a trade show as such.
No,
it's not really publishers or agents going.
No, it's really aimed towards kids. Everything about it is really aimed towards New York City and Boston.
This was always your thing, right? Children's books. I mean, from the time you finished art school.
Well, I've done many, many things for jobs, but this was always my goal. And it's just been in the last 5 years or so that I've been doing it full time. So I've done a lot of other things for work.
Now, I know you were born and raised in New Jersey. How did you happen to end up in this area?
Well,
Alison Talbot, Jennifer Byrne, Dina Bernstein, and Keith Bendis, to name a few, who are also in the area and will be appearing there. So it sounds like a great day. If you're listening and you have children, then come and visit Barbara's colouring workshop.
Actually, it sounds like a lot of fun. Until 4 in the afternoon, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And the website
is HudsonChildrensBookFestival.com.
And in fact, we're going to be continuing on this theme after we do our news with another presenter, Tony Kai, who is an animator and has a band called The Rattles.
And we also have a song that we're about to play. This is Tom Rowe, from some Hudson High School students called Inside a Book, that's been recorded at the Riverfront Studios here in Hudson, specifically for the Children's Book Festival this week. And so we'll be playing it all week, but we'll play it in just a second here, too.
Thank you very much for coming, Barbara.
Yes, thank you, Barbara.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck on Saturday. Have a wonderful time.
Oh,